Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 42, the third paragraph. Quite as important, through one paragraph ending, I would not go back to it even if I could. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Linda S., 12 Traditions, Jeannie G. Readers of the text, Michelle A. C., Lisa M., and Eileen M. The reference number for Tuesday, June 2nd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,509, and that's 23509. And for this morning, Wednesday, June 3rd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 23,511. That's 23511. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Deborah S., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'll now ask Linda S. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Linda S. in Sweden. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Wonderful. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for letting me read.
Thank you so much, Linda S. I'll now ask Janie G. to please read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Dawn. Here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. This is Janie G. in Michigan. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Oh, thank you so much, Janie G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 42, the third paragraph. Quite as important, through one paragraph ending, I would not go back to it even if I could. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Michelle A.C. to please read and then share with us. Good morning, Michelle.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Michelle A.C., gratefully recovered in Boulder, Colorado. It is important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. I have since been brought into a way of living infinitely more satisfying, and I hope more useful, than the life I lived before. My old manner of life was by no means a bad one, but I would not exchange its best moments for the worst I have now. I would not go back to it even if I... So... been having a year this past year that without this design for living, I don't think would be possible for me to have gone through with so much joy and connection to God and grace and happiness. And on Monday, I did 2 10 steps and they knocked something loose in me that had been a missing piece that I wasn't putting together and that was allowing me, or I was allowing myself, to feel some anxiety and some fear. And there were some behaviors that I wasn't really happy about that I'd been praying for God to remove. And when I did those 2 10 steps, something just like clunk fell out of my brain. And an amazing 10-step partner. And when I talked to her about it, she said this really great thing. She said, find the spiritual principle and take the higher ground. And we talked very specifically about this. It felt to me anyway about this paragraph that I would find spiritual principles that would solve all my problems. And it's just amazing to me, like when John read that thing that we share about what the instructions in the Big Book mean to us, the instructions mean more to me every time I connect with another fellow who shares with me something, a facet of the way to approach the instructions that I hadn't seen. And that idea that the spiritual principles will solve all my problems, when she said, find the spiritual principle and take the higher ground. Just when you are, now you need to find the spiritual principle and take the higher ground. And I was able, when I got off the phone with her, to realize that when I'm in fear and self-doubt, the spiritual principles for me are not just trust and reliance on my higher power, but also joy. that there's still joy in the world. And I went through my day just finding those in all of my actions and all of my interactions with people. I was able to sit in a meeting and like smile at someone across the room and just feel very different than I had before I talked to her. And not every sentence in the book makes me deeply identify in. My old way of life was not a great one. And I have no problem not going back to it. But I do understand why I wouldn't exchange its best moments for the worst moments I have now, because something I didn't have then, which was a connection with the higher power. And it infuses all those moments with so much more meaning. And I think meaning is one of the things I've been searching for my whole life that I thought food was going to help me fill. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michelle AC. Beautiful way to get us started today. And I'm now going to take a list of names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Eileen.
Eileen M. Who else would like to share? Press star 1.
Susan G.
Susan G. Who else would like to share? Beautiful opportunity here.
Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Rifki R.
Rifki R. Okay, let's start with that lineup. It's a lovely lineup. I have Eileen M., Susan G., Nancy L., and Rifki R. Eileen M., please go ahead and get us started. Your 3 minutes starts now, followed by Susan G.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. My name is Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And there's so many key words here. The principles would solve all my problems and, you know, being brought into a way of living. I just love that because we have a new way of living now, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, in my old life before doing the step work and all the work that we do is that I never examined my motives, beliefs, and attitudes. And, you know, all of those things drove my behavior. And, you know, I was not really useful. I was thinking about, you know, the effects of, like, you know, doing that daily inventory, step 4 through 9, you know, that clears my faulty thinking. And it gets me into right thinking, right, you know, healthy thinking. And, I love that, take the high road. Wow, that's powerful. The inventory shows me where have I been in self, you know, and, you know, we all know what self-will does. You know, it produces disharmony and confusion, right? It's like, you know, that whole metaphor of the actor on the stage trying to run everything, trying to fix and control everything. And that just doesn't work, you know. I was also thinking about, you know, in order to know what the principles are, I have to be in the steps. You know, I have to be, as a recovered person, I have to be in the steps. Because, you know, how would you know what the principles are, right? That's what I was thinking about. So, yeah, I really get A, because that will determine how I behave. My life is much more useful. And I'm thinking a lot lately about the principle of humility and how important that is. You know, when I'm in self of wanting to be the best, you know, that's not humility. I think that's probably all I have. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. Susan G., it's your turn to share, followed by Nancy L. And please let us know where you're calling from, if you would.
I sure will. Thanks, Dawn. Appreciate you and everyone on the line making the meeting possible. Susan G. in Tennessee. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, not cured. Yeah, I love this reading. I love this chapter. So quite as important was the discovery that the spiritual principles would solve all my problems. entire abstinence solved my food allergy problem. And when that happened, then I discovered I had a living problem. I was one who blamed everybody for my problems. And so through the steps, kind of like the previous shares have said, it's the steps that help me discover the spiritual principle that I need to apply in any given situation. And as our book says, you know, may you find him now, power. May you find power now. And the principles, if I'm practicing them in all my affairs, or at least seeking to do that, they allow me to connect with power, reconnect with power when I slip up and slip back into selfishness or dishonesty, self-seeking and fear. So I do love the word the phrase more satisfying, infinitely more satisfying, this new way of life. And that's really true for me. I had a professor one time who told me that she said, try to begin each day satisfied. And I still have that written on a little post-it note and framed on my desk because it means so much. And this program helps me begin the day satisfied. And what is so satisfying is that when I think about the next 24 hours ahead, I'm thinking about how I can be more useful in life to those I live with and to those I encounter. And sometimes that means more involvement. Other times it might mean I need to take a step back. But my life is more satisfying because I'm more useful today. And I'm more useful today because I'm not blaming everybody. I'm not expecting anybody to make Susan happy today. Nobody has to change in my world for me to be happy and satisfied today. And that principle of love and tolerance that we have in our program has just been a masterful stroke of a new vision for me. So I love this meeting. I love you all. Thank you for hearing me and letting me speak today. And I look forward to hearing the other shares. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan G. from Tennessee. Nancy L., it's your turn to share, followed by Rivki R.
Thank you, Dawn. I'm having a bit of a senior moment. What page are we on, please?
We are on page 42, the third paragraph, way at the bottom of the page. Quite as important as the discovery, quite as important. It starts the paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Oh,
no,
thank you,
you
so much. This is Nancy L., recovered in Arizona by God's grace and mercy, and welcome newcomers, and thank you for Team Thursday, I believe this is. Wednesday, Team Wednesday. Okay. For me, the biggest change for me was, I think a lot of people that used to know me might say, wow, you know, your life must just be great. I mean, how much have you lost again? And it's been about 100 pounds lost. But that has been miraculous, no doubt about that. I was very, very miserable. But when I was that weight, 100 pounds overweight, I think the people that I made miserable were the ones I loved the most, my immediate family. They had to put up with me. I'd wake up in the morning just a bear and pretty much stay that way the whole day. I was so uncomfortable in my skin. But the change that has come over me as far as how I love my family, and I want to never, ever go back to that way where I was large and in charge, if you will. I'm very, very grateful now that I have more patience, more kindness, more understanding. And it's not coming from me. It's coming from my higher power, especially as I continue to work the what they call here the principles, which are the steps, and stay spiritually fit every day. Every morning I have my quiet time. Then I'm capable of being kind and polite, patient, understanding, even when maybe I'm not understanding things, I can still not be a bear about it. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Rivki R., it's your turn to share. And when Rivki is done sharing, well, take a list of more names.
Hi, good morning. It's Rifki R. from New Jersey. Thank you so much, everyone on the line. Thank you for moderating. It's such a beautiful paragraph. I have most of it underlined and goals and hope written next to it. What I think about is like that first line. Before I came into program, like I knew that there was something in the room that was like something magical that like would, that was going to solve my spiritual problem. I was morbidly obese and also very miserable and just feeling very disconnected from people, from God, just going through the motions of life, like trying to be happy, but it's like feeling, pretty like dissatisfied with my life. I don't know, I had read about OA in newspapers, advice columns, and other things, and I knew that there was something that happened, and, that just would solve, like, my spiritual problem and also, say, solve my weight problem. And it was free, so I was like, wow, this is great. I'm going to, sounds like a great idea. I didn't really know how it worked, but I was fascinated by this idea. I thought it was like magical. I didn't know about the work that it entails. Nothing in life is free. Maybe I don't have to pay for it with money, but it definitely takes time and effort to work this program and to develop that relationship that I want to have with God and with other people around me, and also to stay abstinent. I just have to pray and be grateful and not take that for granted, because God just gives me the miracle, the gift of abstinence and of a healthy body weight, that's beyond my wildest dreams, and my life and my relationships have, a lot of them have improved greatly, also beyond my wildest dreams, and it just keeps getting better. And with that, I will pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Rifki R. from New Jersey. And I'm now going to take a list of names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Wendy B. in Michigan.
Wendy B. And who is that other name?
Katie G. in Michigan.
Katie G. in Michigan.
Ashley R. from Massachusetts.
Jackie R.
Denver.
Was that Jackie R., Massachusetts?
Kathy with a K.
Okay. All right. And
Jan
who
C.
was...
Denver.
Jan C. Denver.
And Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Joan Marie M., Nevada.
Rocky A., New Hampshire.
Was that Rocky A., New Hampshire?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. That's a beautiful, beautiful lineup. I have Wendy B., Katie G., Kathy R., Jan C., Joan Marie N., and Rocky A. So, Wendy B., please go ahead, get us started. Let us know where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love this paragraph, and trusting that God will solve all my problems, has just transformed my life. I no longer suffer from anxiety when I can't perform perfectly. I used to get my value and self-worth from being productive. You know, my feelings of satisfaction were tied to my performance. You know, and I was always, you know, comparing and competing with those around me. And I always failed. You know, there was always someone else, you know, better or faster or thinner, you know, or whatever, you know. And in program, I learned to accept God's terms of just being one among many, you know, just being the average Joe, you know, and you know, and accepting that I'm loved because that's who God is. He's love. It's not based on my good works. And, you know, and I don't have to be perfect, you know, or perform perfectly. You know, God created me with limitations, you know, so that I can rely on His adequacy and not my own. And, you know, I just love this way of living. It's just so satisfying. You know, I'm much more useful because my focus is no longer selfish, you know, but it's focused on, you know, serving God and serving others. And it's just a beautiful way to live. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Katie G., it's your turn, followed by Kathy R.
Hi, Dawn. It's Janie G. Sorry, it was hard to hear me there. But it is Janie G. in Michigan. And I just love this passage, too. It's so encouraging. And I was thinking about most recently when I did another fourth and fifth step. The fourth step, I just felt like I was trudging through mud. But I really turned a corner when I shared it with my sponsor. I felt like 100 pounds of resentment and fear fell off me. Unfortunately, with my monthly weight, the 100 pounds hadn't fallen off me, even though I'd stayed on my food plan and abstained from even my yellow light foods this time and was 100% squeaky clean, doing exactly what my sponsor asked me to do. I was surrendered, the food was quiet, but my weight did not change. It was very disappointing, but I wouldn't trade the physical for the spiritual today, and that's a big change in me. What if I had lost umpteen pounds, you know, what then? I've learned that this is not a destination, but it's a journey. I mean, I get up every day and I do the same things. I have my two-way prayer with God. I make my food plan. I send that to my sponsor and I ask for him to help me to follow that and keep the food quiet, and he does it. And I just trust him. He knows what's best for me. I would have settled for weight loss when I first came into this program. But what I've gotten is a new way of living, a God who is totally ready to solve all my problems as I surrender those to him. I'm so thankful for the 10 steps that unblock me and keep me free of those fears and resentments, help me to keep my side of the street clean and be at peace so that then I can connect with God every day in prayer and meditation and be useful and helpful to him and to my fellows. And I'm just so thankful for that. I know I'll lose the weight in his time. I have Hashimoto's, which makes it a little bit harder. But, you know, I'm learning to love and embrace this body that God has given me, and it's just enough to do the work he has for me today. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Janie G. from Michigan. Kathy R., it's your turn to share, followed by Jan C. Star one, Kathy.
Yes. Hi. Sorry, it was giving me a different message. Hi, this is Kathy Robbins, Kathy R. from Massachusetts. And I love this paragraph, too. It really reminds me that I'm on a spiritual journey. You know, I thought at one time, what's the goal of this program? Oh, the goal of this program is to be abstinent. No, you know, the goal of this program is to have a spiritual life, you know, to find a power greater than yourself and then depend on that power. And it's just, you know, I'm coming back after a misguided relapse, you know, and that when it says I wouldn't trade this life for any other, I really do feel that way. I'm on day 66, you know, of squeaky clean abstinence, and also, what was I going to say? You know, I'm on step 12, doing that with my sponsor one-on-one. And just, I'm just feeling the miracle of this program, and that I've been around the 12 steps for many years. I have 37 years of continuous sobriety. And I never had the spiritual fitness in that other program that I have gained in this program, following the recipe, as they say, in the big book. You know, so I'm just claiming my seat and expressing my gratitude and knowing that it really is just a day at a time. I'm not at the top of the mountain, but I'm on my way up. And I've never had this level of neutrality around food. And I also just can't get over the what my sponsor has given me, you know, that and I'll often say, thank you. And she said, you know, you're helping me as much as I'm helping you. I find that hard to believe at this right now, but I do know that there is just the principle of the spiritual principle of generosity and service and brotherly love and courage. And I'm just very grateful to be in a community where those principles are being honored and followed. Thank you. I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy R. from Massachusetts. Jan C., your 3 minutes start now, followed by Joan Marie N.
Hi there, everybody. This is Jan C. from Denver, and I'm so grateful to be here this morning. Quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. And I'm in a particular meeting when someone will ask this person who is quite well known in the program, what can I do about this and this? And the answer is always work the steps. And that's what I'm finding. I'm a compulsive overeater in recovery just for today. If I continue to work the steps, work these principles in all of my affairs. And I'm finding that my higher power, whom I call God, is always with me. And I love what was shared by our reader at the very beginning when she said, her buddy said, find the spiritual principles and take the high road. Wow, take the high road. Something, we have quite a trauma going on in my family, and I've been praying about it for a long time and putting everything in my God box. And if something else comes up, I put it in my God box. And I am finding that my God is always with me, and had lunch with his son yesterday and prayed before I went, so that I could just be a listener. And I'm finding that our relationship as two adults is really growing. And that's so important in my life. And because I believe we're supposed to work the program to live life. So once again, being abstinent is so important, but it's just the key in the door. And I've got to have that key, though, or I can't get through the door. So I've got to be abstinent to the very best of my ability and turn everything over to my higher power and really trust. I love coming to these morning meetings. Everyone has such wise things. Just your experiences that you're sharing really, really help me. And I never know what one of you is going to say that's going to really be inspirational for me today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Jan C. from Denver, Colorado. Joan Marie N., it's your turn to share, followed by Rocky A.
Good morning, Dawn. Joan Marie M., recovering in Nevada. What the person just shared about how important it is when we share and things just pop out. And the one thing that I got from one of the shares was, not the one thing, many things, try each day to be more satisfied. I was never satisfied in my life, and I'm fighting that a little bit now, but especially in the food. It was always more and more and more. And coming back this time, you know, it brings me more into humility, more into learning that, and even though I've been around forever, no, there's so much more to learn. And I've been recently praying that prayer where I don't know, whatever I think about God or whatever, I can't think of the name of it right now, turn around or something like that prayer. But, you know, when it said solve all my problems, to me that's prayer and going to God and discovering this spiritual principles. That's God's will, not mine. It's living the life that he would have me live, that God is in charge, I'm not. Even in every part, you know, something happened traumatic to me on May 23rd, and I'm even having a detective come over because of what happened. And it was traumatic, and it was really hard for me to get through this. And it took a lot of prayer from my church, from friends and things like that, and being back on track with my food. If I had been into the food, I don't know. I don't know if I would have come through this. And another thing is that, you know, I didn't know a situation how to handle that with my son. I didn't want his not to think that I wasn't appreciative of what he was doing for me. And, you know, I just said that's mainly my prayer. It's very short at times. God, I don't know how to handle this situation, but you do. I didn't know how to approach it at all or what to say or not to say. And immediately, you know, after a bit of praying, God showed me, you know, do this, say this, don't say that. And that's what I followed. But when I'm into the food, I can't hear God clearly. Okay, I think that's my time. So thank you so much, all of you. You made my day.
Oh, and you make ours, Joan Marie from Nevada. Thank you so much. Rocky A., it's your turn. And when Rocky's done, I'll be taking a list of more names. We are talking about page 42, that third paragraph, starting with quite as important through one paragraph ending, I would not go back to it even if I could. We're commenting on that paragraph. So Rocky A., please share with us.
Good morning, family. My name is Rocky A. I'm from New Hampshire, and I'm a compulsive overeater, and I am so grateful for everybody that is in this meeting. Before program, I really thought that I could do things all by myself. I thought that, you know, I could do it on my own. And I think there was even selfishness when I got into the meetings. I thought, oh, I could run this and I can be the listener and I can be the talker and I can do it by myself. And somebody said, no, you have to find a sponsor. Like, spiritual principles, can't do this by yourself. You have to find somebody else and learn how to rely on other people and rely on things that are greater than yourself. And if you are new to this meeting or new here, welcome, welcome home. When I first got into program, my head noise was so loud that everything in my life felt hard. Relationships felt hard and spirituality felt hard and moving my body felt hard. And the only thing that I thought was easy was food. And it turned out that the more that I used food, the harder everything else in my life became. And when I started putting down the food, I started realizing that I needed other things. And I had used food for so long as my coping mechanism that I didn't know how to do anything else. And almost everything that I have learned about operating in my life now that brings me joy has either come directly from program or stemmed from using program as the kind of dirt to the soil that grows other things. And I can say today that I am 100 pounds lighter than I was. I have good and healthy and healthy relationships. I more often than not wake up satisfied or try to work on waking up satisfied, or I talk to my sponsor about it and I figure out how to go on with my day satisfied, and I don't have to find that in the food. I don't have to find that in relying on myself. And something I talked with my sponsor about today was that I ask that things just be easy for me, that I put that out into the universe for powers that are greater than myself. And I say, please let the way be clear to me. And even today I said, I don't know if I should share. I don't know if my service is listening or if my service is sharing. And my higher power sent me a message through another human being by total happenstance. And so thank you for all of the shares. Thank you for letting me be of service. Thank you for every one of you that is giving service at the meeting. And I thought I passed.
Thank you so much, Rocky A. from New Hampshire. And do you spell your name R-O-C-K? Am I getting that right? Rocky A., New Hampshire.
Yes, R-O-C-K-E-Y.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you. And we now have time for a couple more shares. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share as well. So is there a couple people who would like to share on this panel?
Mary C.
Aviv, Vancouver, B.C.
Okay.
Robin
I had
H.
I've got space for a couple names, and there was one person who came in and then another person from B.C., Canada. But who was
Mary
C. Mary C. was first one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank and who is the next one from B.C., Canada?
Aviv.
Aviv. Okay, let's go with those two names. And Mary C., please let us know where you're calling from, followed by Aviv. And sorry about the others I missed. Please come back tomorrow. We would love to hear your share. So Mary C., please share with us.
Thank you. Mary C., compulsive overeater, binger from Ohio. And, you know, this program, it's a miracle program. You know, sometimes I just wonder, you know, really how it works. I don't know. All I know is that it works. And my focus used to be on food all the time. That's all I focused on was my food. Now I don't. I don't focus on food. I'm going on vacation for the first time out of the country for 2 weeks. And this is my first time traveling while I've been in program. And, you know, I've been writing to God and talking to God. And he said, you know, it's one day at a time. I will be with you. You put yourself into my hands and I will take care of you. And be in the moment. Do not focus on the food. Focus on the people, the scenery, a lot of times I'm somewhere off in my head. And I'm not in the now. I'm looking at what I'm going to do later, or what I'm going to do tomorrow. But I'm going to focus on the moment in the now. And, you know, God said, I'll take care of the food. Don't worry about it. So I'm not focusing on the food. And I'm just, it is a spiritual program. And I'm taking God with me. And I know I'll be okay because I'll be safe in God's hands. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary C. from Ohio. Avi V., it's your turn to share.
Hi, everyone. This is Avi from Vancouver, British Columbia, gratefully recovered. Reading this paragraph, and Michelle, thank you so much for your opening and Dawn for facilitating, but it's that one line at the end, right? I would not go back to it even if I could. So back to it meant lying on the couch, violently shoving food in my mouth until my stomach hurt and I passed out. And that happened every single day and I couldn't stop. And in the middle of doing it, I kept saying, Avi, please, please just stop. and I was killing myself. So I've got that on the one hand. And then on the other hand is, so right now I'm going through some struggles. And I look at those struggles as change. You know, it's like that metamorphosis that's happening. It's uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable, right? And there's, like I like to say, right, I'm not responsible for my first thought, but I sure as hell am responsible for my second thought and my first action. So that first thought is, Avi, you know, just get a little bit of relief. You know, of course it's not going to change anything, but just a little bit of relief. And the thing is, what I know today, and oh my goodness, did I ever need to hear the shares on this meeting? You know, it's kind of like, I know that we're to be compassionate to ourselves, but sometimes I just want to kick myself in the ass and say, get a grip. Do you really want to go back to that life of lying on the couch and just shoving food in your face and passing out and feeling like you're dying inside? Or do you want to be in God's hands and change? And gently change and be loved and be held and have this fellowship and have these steps. I got to hear my sponsor step 5 last night, and oh my God, how grateful am I that I get this gift of this recovery to be of service and to show up. Because the other way, I would not want to go back to it ever if I could ever. So thank you for this meeting, Dawn. Thanks again. I love hearing your voice. It is so comforting. And thank you, and everyone have a beautiful and abstinent day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Avi V from Canada, BC, Canada. Well, we do have time for like a minute and a half share. Is there someone who has not shared in the last couple days, that one of the people who previously gave their name that I wasn't able to hear, if they could resubmit their name?
Robin H.
Robin H. Go ahead and take it, please.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks, Dawn, for your service, well, for everyone's service and for all the shares. Newly back after a couple of years of sort of stepping away from, well, not just a vision and program, but from a higher power in my life. I mean, I came back because I want to know what it's like to be alive and free, and I want to be able to enjoy the experience of being alive. And that can only happen when I'm working my program, connecting with others, and I think most importantly, connecting to my higher power. Over the past couple of years, without realizing it, sort of things kept coming in between myself and my higher power. And I think, in fact, I probably looked for things to put between myself and higher power, just looking for the easy way out. And it just led to me being cranky and irritable and discontent and annoyed and without realizing it, just seeking happiness outside of myself, outside of that connection, outside of a spiritual life. And I didn't get it. I mean, things were fine. I was okay. But without this connection that it feels like it's coming back because I'm ready to receive higher power who's just been there waiting, like all of you have been waiting. And I just want to say thank you to everyone because I feel so welcomed. Thank you, and I pass.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Robin H. from Massachusetts, and to everyone who shared. Wow, such powerful shares today. Thank you so much. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Leslie M. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.